Escape Acts by Whoshot AR. Read by Ethel. Fandom, Much Ado About Nothing. Summary. Benedict would rather not play host to Beatrice's relations, but it could be worse. Set post-play in the 2011 David Tennant's Catherine Tate Much Ado About Nothing. 15 minutes into the little garden party Benedict had protested with both wit and will, Beatrice heard a great thumping noise coming from the direction of the driveway. She got up in the middle of a recounting of Hero's eldest daughter's first day of school to investigate. It was coming from the back of Benedict's grandam. When it ceased for a moment, Beatrice knocked on the trunk of the car. A thump came from somewhere beneath where she'd knocked. Two knocks were answered by two thumps, and Shave in a shortcut received a pounded 2 bits in response. Fumbling for her key ring, she opened up the trunk, only to be met by a gasping, gangly man who had been told he was to come and eat cucumber sandwiches with her in the backyard. If she had to suffer Great Aunt Hortensia's feelings on her barren, piteous womb, everyone had to suffer it. "Benedict!" she cried, making no effort to smother her laugh. How easy it was to forget the biting edge of her irritation when he stared with those wide, rolling eyes. She was left with amusement at his expense. "Were you investigating what it feels like to be a suitcase? I had thought to escape death by 1,000 queries about the workings of my manhood," he sniffed, drawing himself up as though he had any dignity to hold on to. "But I think I prefer it to suffocation." The end.